This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's a very beautiful hadith from Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. Truly. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi relates this hadith that Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum and said to them, O believers, he encouraged them to rise at night and to pray. And then he mentioned the names of the Day of Judgment and said, they have come. And death has come with all that it brings. Death has come with all that it brings. So he was encouraging the believers that rise and pray at night. Then Ubay radiallahu anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, what it means is that when I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I worship Allah, when I do my ibadah, and when I pray to Allah for myself, so when I do dua, when I supplicate, I ukthiru salata alayk, I excessively mention salat and salam on you, in my own personal dua. That's the meaning of the hadith. So Ubay radiallahu anhu said to him, what it is, the whole hadith is as follows. At the beginning of the hadith, Ubay radiallahu anhu simply relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to rise at night and pray. Then Ubay radiallahu anhu says that I said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, inni ukthiru salata alayk, I excessively send salat and salam on you. And what that means is that, I'm explaining so that we can understand the rest of the hadith, that when I pray to Allah, even the connection may be that at night in tahajjud, when I rise at night and I pray to Allah, these words aren't mentioned, this is the explanation, that when I rise at night and when I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during my prayer and my supplication and my pleading with and beseeching Allah for my own personal things, in that dua, during that supplication, I excessively send salat and salam upon you. So, Ya Rasulullah, how much of my dua should be salat and salam upon you? How much of my dua should I make and devote to just salat and salam upon you? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma shit, whatever you wish, however much you wish. So Ubay radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, a quarter? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish, but if you do more, then it's better for you. So Ubay radiallahu anhu said, half, Ya Rasulullah, meaning half of my dua, should I devote half of my dua and supplication just to salat and salam upon you? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish, but if you do more, it's even better for you. So Ubay radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, should I devote 2/3 of my whole dua and supplication just to salat and salam upon you? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish, but if you do more, it's even better for you. So Ubay radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, what if I was to devote my entire dua just to salat and salam upon you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ وَيُغْفَرَ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. In that case, all your concerns will be taken care of and your sin shall be forgiven. Imagine, all your concerns will be taken care of and your sin shall be forgiven. Salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be part of the repertoire of a believer, should be part of his language, should be part of his regular recitation. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu would send salat and salam when leaving the house, not just when entering the masjid and leaving the masjid, coming in and out of the house, sitting down for food, rising from food. He would send salat and salam on almost every occasion. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, what if I devote my entire dua just to salat and salam upon you?